Katie Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 61. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 87. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 76.
SMC Construction in Cocker City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following a plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call
with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
During its spring grant cycle, the Post Rock Community Foundation awarded over $50,000 in 14 projects in the communities that make up Unified School Districts 298 and 299. The following organizations received funding: the City of Lucas, $5,000 to support the material and labor costs for the new storage shed and concession stand at the Lucas baseball field; City of Sylvan Grove, $3,040 to help fund the renovation costs of the Sylvan Grove baseball field; the Lucas Area Community Theater Incorporated, $800 to purchase two cash registers; USD 299, $550 to purchase the Preston Ultralight 4-pack CPR mannequins and one AED trainer; Bethlehem Lutheran Church, $10,000 to help with the purchase and replacement of heating and cooling units in the church; USD 298 Lincoln, $10,000 to help fund the Lincoln Track Renovation Project; USD 299, $300 to purchase materials for social emotional learning in grades kindergarten through third grade; Bud Finch Memorial Community Theater Foundation, $2,000 for the purchase of a new popcorn machine; the City of Lincoln, $3,000 to purchase additional equipment for a music park for the City of Lincoln Park and cement to hold equipment in place; Luray Senior Center Incorporated, $2,500 to help with their patio replacement project; USD 299, $400 to purchase a mobile snack cart with locking doors and cash box and snacks and flavored water. Fill the cart to sell to the students and staff at the high school. USD 298 Lincoln, $8,000 to help purchase playground equipment for the preschool and child care expansion project. USD 299, $360 to purchase six ball chairs. And finally, USD 299, $5,000 to help pay Sunflower Restaurant Supply for a three-door freezer, which includes delivery and removal costs. This round of grants was made possible by five funds at the Community Foundation: the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, the Post Rock Community Action Fund, and the Sylvan Area Fund, which all focus on improving quality of life throughout Lincoln County; the Kansas Health Foundation Fund for Post Rock; and the Post Rock Healthy Living Fund, both of which supports the public health of Lincoln County and the communities served by USD 298 and 299. The foundation's next grant cycle opens August the 1st, with online applications due October 1st. For more information, visit postrockcf.org. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There is a farmer-to-farmer drought meeting taking place tomorrow from 10 a.m. till noon. Mitchell County Conservation District is partnering with Farm Service Agency to bring you information about drought programs available to farmers this year. Meeting will be held in the meeting room of First Bank of Beloit there in downtown Beloit. For more info, call 738-5172. The Downs Golf Club is hosting a two-person scramble golf tournament this Saturday, June 17th, starting at 9 a.m. $60 per team. Entry fee includes meals, skins, mulligans, and whole prizes. Contact Heather for more info, 454-1237. The Down Celebration is here again. It is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, June 15th, 16th, and 17th. All three nights, they'll have the Moore's Greater Shows Carnival. Opens on the White Way at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Tomorrow, Kids Bike Race is at 6:30. Kids Pedal Pull at 7 o'clock. Registration at 6:45 at Railroad Street in front of the pool. That's for kids ages 4 to 13. There'll be prizes each division. There'll be bingo at the City Pool Shelter. At 8 o'clock, the Beer Garden opens, and that takes place tomorrow on Thursday. And also on Friday, the carnival at 6, the golf cart poker run at 6:30, the Downs Arts Council Variety Show at 7 at the Downs Depot. It'll be the Magic Brew Show on the White Way stage at 7:30. Beer Garden opens at 8, must be 21 to enter, and the Lazy Wayne Band live in the Beer Garden, no cover charge, beginning at 9 o'clock. And for a look at Saturday's schedule and the entire schedule, follow the Downs Chamber of Commerce on Facebook, or you can go to their website, downschamber.com. Don't forget the Downs Lions Hamburger Stand open each evening as well. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The silver trophy to the Golden Knights. Sixth National Hockey League season, the Vegas Golden Knights have won the Stanley Cup.
Well, more on the Golden Knights winning their first Stanley Cup. Also, the Kansas City Royals back in action on Tuesday night, and Nevada approves a new stadium for the A's while there's a reverse boycott by fans in Oakland. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, for the second straight night, a number one seed from the Western Conference won over a number eight seed from Florida to win a championship. After the Nuggets beat the Heat Monday night to win the NBA Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights followed suit, crushing the Florida Panthers 9-3. To win their first ever Stanley Cup in just their sixth season of existence, which is the fastest any NHL expansion team has won a title. After making the finals and losing in their first season, Vegas dominated this year's finale, winning in five games. Jonathan Marchessault was given the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the Stanley Cup playoffs with 13 goals and 12 assists. Golden Knights coach Bruce Cassidy on winning the title his first year in Vegas.
You know what? Right now, I don't have one thing in mind. It's just a terrific group of guys. I mean, I think we went through our ups and downs as the year went on and started building something in training camp. And here we are. And you know what? I thought we earned every step of the way. The series we won, I thought we played as the better team. So good for us.
The title for Cassidy was also his first as he led the Bruins to the finals in 2019, but lost in 7 to the Blues.
Deep left center field. Back goes Fairchild. Top of the wall and gone.
There it is.
That's your run homer from Bobby Witt Jr. Cut the Reds lead to 5-4 in the third inning, but neither team scored the rest of the game. The Reds took their second straight in KC. Royals lost for the 14th time in 14 starts by Jordan Lyles. He gave up all five runs on five hits in six innings, dropped to 0-11 on the season, as manager Matt Quatrero addressed.
We lost that game. There were plenty of opportunities to win it, but Jordan gets a loss. You know, it's a team loss, so I don't look at it like, oh, we don't have a chance to win when he's out there, because we had plenty of chances to win.
Royals have now lost eight straight, 11 of their last 12, dropping to 18-49 on the season. The Reds and Royals will finish their three-game series at 7-10 tonight in KC. And finally, also in baseball, the Athletics are a step closer to leaving Oakland. The Nevada Senate passed a $380 million bill Tuesday that would help pay for a new stadium for the franchise in Las Vegas. It was the first step in the likely move. Two amendments were made to the original bill, and it was approved with a 13-8 vote. The next step in the process would be approval from the 42-person Nevada Assembly by a majority vote, and Governor Joe Lombardo signing the bill into law. MLB owners are expected to authorize the relocation as well. The A's have proposed a 30,000-seat stadium, which would be the smallest in the MLB, located at the site of the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. The approval of the bill in Las Vegas came on the same day Oakland fans held a reverse boycott and showed up for the A's game against the Rays on Tuesday night in Oakland. The announced attendance was 27,759 as they chanted for A's owner John Fisher to sell the team to keep them in Oakland. In the end, those 27,000 plus fans saw the A's win 2-1 over the best team in baseball, picking up their 7th straight victory, moving to 19-50 on the season, and now the Royals have the least amount of wins in Major League Baseball at the current time. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas. Katy Country 94 Z96 Point through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.